You got to really go deep into the fan art to find, you know, a really stacked Gandalf.
Just I don't really want to watch Lord of the Rings porn.
Showing a shit ton of wizard cleave.
Bad Seat Podcast, episode 31. Elliot.
Scotty. What's up?
Not much. Just living my life, man.
Yeah? Every one day at a time?
1 week at a time.
Oh.
One paycheck at a time to another paycheck.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Like I said, this is episode 31. We're back on schedule.
Yeah, it's only been 4 days since we last recorded.
Yeah. So we're doing good.
This might be a record for
forever.
Yeah, this is the quickest I think we've ever done one back to back.
Yeah, maybe this year is going to be different.
Maybe.
Maybe. Did you go to the gym yet?
No, but I saw a guy named Jim. And I was like, "What's up?"
Okay.
So that counts.
That doesn't.
Yeah. We also high fived. So that was physical activity.
Did you donate?
The NPR?
Yeah.
No, they're not asking for it right now.
Oh.
They already did all their end of year fundraising. What you know. So the next time they fundraise, maybe.
Well, they just think everybody's out of money because it's 2020. Like everybody.
Well,
actually, everybody that listens to NPR is not getting Christmas money from their family anymore.
You think?
Yeah, because they're not 12.
Well, you know, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I still got Christmas checks.
You're not 12.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I'm my favorite aunt. She sends me $20. Shout out Aunt Janet.
That deserves a shout out.
Yeah. Thank you. Supporting the show. She doesn't know she's supporting the show, but
totally supporting the show. Well, let's get started, Elliot.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start out with some news.
Some pluggies news?
Some pluggies news.
Ooh, very good.
Miami Beach, Florida. A man ate a $120,000 banana at an art show. And his response was, "I am not sorry."
Yeah, he called it a performance art piece, if I remember right.
Yes.
He turned art into more art.
Yes. A performance artist who ate a banana taped to the wall that was an artwork valued at $120,000 said his actions were not vandalism and he does not regret his snack at Art Basel in Miami Beach, Florida.
I mean, I feel like the artist was asking for it. You know, like you're going to tape a piece of fruit.
Yeah, that's a shit move.
Do a wall. Somebody's going to come through and eat that fruit. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. He says, "I decided in the morning." It's very broken English. It says, "I decided in the morning, but I was not too hungry. So I spent another 2 hours to the basil and I eat it."
I mean, I just like that he's like, "No, I'm still on a full stomach. I'm not going to eat this banana."
But when you say artist and broken English, you're like, "Oh, yeah, yeah. He's you know, foreign or something."
Well,
he's from Georgia.
Oh, well.
So it's a different kind of broken English.
I mean, yeah, but it's still broken.
Yeah, well, whatever. The art piece that was $120,000 was titled Comedian.
Oh, I get it. Because it's a banana.
Because it was a banana, yes.
I mean, yeah, well, comedians have utilized bananas in, well, really one way.
Right.
Just slipping on them.
Again, he said, "I'm not sorry. I call the performance that he did, which was just eating the fucking banana, hungry artist."
Yeah, well, they are historically. You know.
And you can look up a video of it. It's like I thought it was just like what are they doing? Forensic Files? A fucking reenactment?
Yeah,
a reenactment. Nope, it was an actual fucking.
Yeah, well, he probably told his buddy, "Hey, will you film this? I'm about to eat this fucking six-figure banana."
Yeah, I'm going to do it, bro. Watch me.
I mean, I don't know. The artist said, so what the artist did, if I remember right, is he just taped up a new banana and was like, same thing.
Yeah,
literally. So it was like, I don't understand art. I don't participate in it. I don't, when people start to talk about it, I kind of lose motor function. You know, I mean, I like Frank Frazetta. He used to draw some buff ass dudes.
Is this a Marvel Comics guy?
No, he drew Conan. Like, he was the most famous Conan artist.
There's more than one.
Well, he drew Molly Hatchet, Death Dealer.
Okay. Well, I should have started with that.
Yeah. I don't know why. That was Frank Frazetta. So, like, I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But when it's, you know, anything that it's like, no, but, you know, you have to think about how it relates to... no, I don't.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to.
This is kind of art. This is actually, I can't tell if this is stupid or cool, to be honest.
That's like the best stuff.
Yeah. On a 2-acre field in England's Midlands, Gavin and Alice Munro are taking sustainability to the next level. They are harvesting trees, which they train to grow into chairs. So they're cutting out a fucking carpenter.
Right.
The couple have a furniture farm where they are nurturing 250 chairs, 100 lamps, and 50 tables. It is their answer to what they see as an insufficient and carbon-heavy process of cutting down nature trees to create furniture. This just sums it up. This dude, his hair.
Oh, he's a white guy with dreads.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
So that ticks you know, all the boxes.
That sums it up. The chairs that they have is, you know, not cool. Like,
they're not like lazy boys.
Yeah. They like train them, which training them means they just bend a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people do that with trees, and it, when they say inefficient, that's just like artisan bullshit that people want in their house, you know?
Right. I would not imagine if you came to my house and one of those was there.
Just a tree chair. A
tree chair. And I was like, have a seat, man. You want a beer?
Well, my first reaction would be like, can I sit in it? Because this chair, it probably costs a lot of money, you know?
Right. And do they know like a weight limit on these things?
Mm-hmm. That's always my first question.
Yeah. Any time that I'm involved in anything, that's my first question.
Wicker furniture? No, sir. I won't even sit on the edge of it.
I remember one time my grandpa used to have a swing on his front porch, and this is when, I guess, when I was starting to get big, I guess. I don't know.
When you were powering up?
When I was going Super Saiyan. But I was sitting on it, and I was talking to him, and the side that I was sitting on fell out of the ceiling. And we were just having a conversation, and at that moment, I've sworn off all swinging devices.
Yeah, no, they don't work out. They never work out. Even the standalone ones that, like, you know, sit in the backyard, it's all sketchy.
Well, even the like metal gliders don't work for me. They just, because they just rub. Yeah, they're just like, I'm trying, man. I am trying.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot to ask of a chair. Like, but if you go to buy big guy stuff or big person stuff, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
It's a lot more expensive. Like, if you go to get an office chair that's rated for 350 pounds, then it costs like $100 more than a regular office chair.
They got a big and tall furniture store?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, I went through so many office chairs. I'm just rough on it.
When did you work in an office?
No, like in my house.
You have that many office chairs?
I used to spend a lot of time on the computer. Now I spend a lot of time on my phone, so I'm in bed usually. But so I don't have to have a chair.
Computer wasn't looking too bad, huh?
No. Well, at least I was upright.
Now you're fucking bedridden.
Now I have bed sores.
From Instagram.
Yeah, from looking at Instagram and Reddit for, you know, 10 hours. But, you know, it is what it is. I want to see that picture of that patch. So you gotta be in it to win it.
Yeah. Next article. Cockpit coffee spill forces commercial jet to make emergency landing.
Did he spill it down his beehole?
That's what I was thinking.
It must have been. Did he spill it in his eyes?
No, this is this is like a fucking scene from Baby's Day Out or something.
Right.
Whoa.
A commercial flight with 326 people on board was forced to make an emergency landing when hot coffee was accidentally spilled over the cockpit control panel over the Atlantic Ocean. Oh,
okay. Boy, that's real dumb. What? That is real stupid.
Like, just imagine being, like, I don't know, an hour and a half into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then they start announcing that. How does that work? Like, do you turn around? Also, by the time you get there, I guess it's in the control panel. I was going to say, the coffee's going to be cold.
Well, yeah, you can't slurp it out of the controls.
It's not going to hurt anymore.
That's
what, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You always should have rice near a cockpit.
Yeah, they should have soaked the cockpit in rice. You're right. Mm-hmm. But they made a big mistake. And they, do they not have Yetis for pilots? Can you not just get like a Yeti cup with a good seal on it?
Yeah, I'm just saying the pilots are, you think they would be smart people.
Well, at least this one was trying to sober up and drink some coffee. Because, he's probably wasted.
Yeah. From what I've heard, pilots get obliterated.
I think that's one of those stereotypes. I don't know if it's true or not. I mean, I like to think it is,
And they do it very fast.
Mm-hmm.
I've hung out with zero pilots, so I know what I'm talking about.
It would be weird if we hung out with pilots. Like, how do those two circles,
right?
Cross over? I don't really see that, but yeah.
You knew I was lying immediately.
Right? Yeah, I hang out with pilots all the time. Really?
Really? What's his name?
I mean, if we were in AA, then yeah, that would make sense.
Right.
Yeah, we met a bunch of pilots in AA. It's great.
All right.
That's Aviation Anonymous.
Pablo Escobar's brother launches unbreakable gold smartphone and vows to sue Apple. This phone is pretty fucking cool, actually. It's a...
Well...
But for it to be his brother, it's pretty cool. I would buy it, but...
This is Roblo Escobar?
Yeah, well, this is Ralphie Escobar.
Oh, Ralphie.
Yeah. It's not. But just the way... Like, I don't know what the Escobar family's worth.
Their net worth?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know.
That's probably...
I don't know how much of that money you held on to.
Well, yeah. Taxable net worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, they probably... But they got it somewhere.
Yeah, but if you just have money to throw away, yeah, I'm going to try to compete with Android.
Yeah, I guess. Why not? Shoot your shot. Solid gold, unbreakable. Yeah, all right.
So, Roberto Escobar... claims the $349 device, which is similar to Samsung's Galaxy Fold, is unbreakable. Which, dude, you can fucking bend it.
Yeah.
Like, with the screen, it's fucking wild.
Yeah, that's crazy they did that.
But just the way he talks about it, like, he talks about, like, Samsung like it's like a neighbor that he hates. In an interview with Digital Trends, Mr. Escobar said... My phone cannot break. I did not have to make a glass screen like Samsung. Okay. Our screen is made out of a special type of plastic and we'll... Whatever. The shit's cool.
Yeah.
It's Escobar's brother.
Yeah, and he's just talking like he's not Pablo Escobar's brother.
Yeah, he's talking like he's a fucking... Like a tech mobile or something. I don't know. Often called, yeah. Just scroll down, and all you see is often called the king of cocaine.
No, yeah,
but yeah. Well, now he fucking
the prince of cocaine.
Well, now
he made a phone.
Well, now he made a little. It's like a.
Yeah, is that what it is? Is it just an elaborate Coke mirror?
It's an elaborate Coke mirror. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
You can't break it. You can hit it with as many straws as you want.
No, try it.
It won't crack. That would be convenient, just to fold your cocaine up in your phone, and then when you get to your next location, just pop it back open.
It's a billfold.
A cocaine billfold.
Cocaine billfold phone. Yeah.
And also, it can, take calls. So that's always a plus.
Yeah. Really? I saw this a while back, but I forgot about it until I just saw it again. So this is not a new article by any means. Utah man's McDonald's burger turns 20 years old. Still looks brand fucking new.
Yeah, that food doesn't rot.
It's pretty disgusting, to be honest. And
yeah,
I say that, and I'm not going to not eat it.
No, I mean, I'll get some right now. I don't give a shit.
I love
McDonald's.
David Whipple said he originally bought the hamburger July 7th, 1999.
Oh.
At the McDonald's in Logan, Utah.
Just listening to Will and Ian.
But he bought it to use in presentations on enzymes and deterioration. Whipple said the burger ended up forgotten. Okay. Whipple said the burger ended up forgotten about in a coat pocket for several years.
Been there, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. I've been there, buddy.
I understand, man. Yeah.
You just leave that sandwich in the pocket and you man.
You should get one old McChicken and you have like 14 stale cigarettes you forgot you bought.
Yeah. Just a carton of cigarettes and a McChicken.
Yeah. I get it, man. I get it.
It happens.
But in 2013, he rediscovered it, which he went a long time without wearing a fucking jacket.
Mm-hmm. He must have not liked that jacket very much.
Yeah, it was probably an ugly jacket. And by the looks of it, he's a large man. It probably just didn't fit him anymore.
That happens too.
Oh, yeah. I've
been there.
I still like the way some jackets look, but I know that I can't even try it on.
Yeah, like I've always wanted to do the tracksuit look, but I just look like, you know, a fat retiree. You know, it wouldn't work.
A fat retiree. Yeah,
flies won't eat McDonald's. If you leave it on the counter, flies don't fuck with it, apparently.
Well, depends on what city you're in.
There's certain, like Atlanta flies.
Oh, yeah, Gastonia flies will eat anything.
Well, that's true, they got to survive.
Flies also eat shit.
Yeah, but they recognize that as food. Apparently, the thing is they don't even recognize McDonald's as food. That might not be true. I just remember reading that back in the day.
I hope that is true.
So take it with a grain of salt. Maybe we'll do a follow-up.
Yeah, we'll totally.
Well, I tell you what we can do. We go buy a McChicken, and we can put it in our pocket.
Yeah, put it in your jacket.
And well, okay, fine. I will use mine. and then we'll wait, and we'll see what happens.
But are we really going to wait, though, Elliot? Like, I feel like it's going to end up being like, well, I have this chicken sandwich and this microwave.
Yeah, well, don't trust me with the chicken sandwich. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
A hamburger doesn't sound appetizing to me. You know, you throw cheese in there.
Really?
Cheeseburger.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, a hamburger just sounds like something from fucking, like, honestly, I don't know a single person that gets hamburgers from McDonald's or anywhere.
My mom does. She goes, she doesn't want any cheese on it. She just wants a dry patty. Like, she gets some plain, just
woof.
Burger.
Yeah, that sounds.
But when you call it a burger, it makes it more appetizing than saying hamburger.
Yeah, hamburger is just not hitting for me, you know?
No, it doesn't hit the ear right.
It doesn't hit my ear pussy right. Okay, and then, all right, this last one that I have isn't really news.
Okay.
But it kind of is. I thought you're going to love this. You might already know about this.
Oh, okay.
But in North Carolina, I'm not even going to read you the title. I'm just so you don't get it. I want you to get more excited as I read it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wanted to build.
Yeah. A North Carolina couple unveiled their newest Airbnb offering, an underground hobbit home inspired by Lord of the Rings books and film series.
What?
Yeah. Mike and Caroline Parrish, who offer unusual Airbnb cabin experiences with fucking tree houses and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not doing that. I don't come off the ground.
No, you got to keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah. Well, I just, I know what it feels like to fall. And I fall hard. But it's a Lord of the Rings Airbnb that's 90% underground. and Ooh. That's it in the works. There's like a video of
oh,
it.
It looks so shitty. I'm sorry.
No. It's not even done yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because like, that's just a concrete bunker with some dirt around
it. Well, you got to have a thing, you know. You got to have a foundation. Asshole.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. But it also looks like it's in a neighborhood. Like, I thought this was going to be like a story from Asheville or something where they were like in the mountains.
You really shit on everything.
It looks like.
You know that? It's fucking 800 square foot of your dream place.
I mean, I have always wanted to live in a hobbit hole. Ever since I saw those movies. But I'm 6'2", so it would be... It'd be difficult.
It would be fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I hit my head, like, you know when people have, like, a low-hanging light fixture over their dinner table?
Yeah.
And you go to stand up. Yeah, I've hit my head a few times. It's embarrassing.
It's the price you pay to be as big and wonderful as you are.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying I'd rather be 5'8", because, you know...
Oh, yeah, because people that are 5'8 are the worst.
The worst.
They are the worst things.
It's like my dad always says, short people don't like tall people. Which is, you know, I grew up watching Lord of the Rings, so I knew that wasn't true. But he just had a couple short people really hate him. And he just thinks all short people hate tall people. They just resent tall people.
I'm sure that's not too far off.
Well... I don't like being around people who are taller than me. It freaks me out because I'm not used to it.
Right.
Like, and also if you're taller than me, then like you're the tall guy, you know, you're like 6'3", 6'4". Yeah. It freaks me out.
I forgot what comedian it was, but he had a little bit where he was like, if you're 6'7", I'm not going to not talk about it. Like I'm not going to not say, hey, up
how's
there.
The weather up there?
Yeah, like that's the icebreaker.
Or hey, did you play basketball?
Yeah, being a big guy, that's always the icebreaker too. And people don't understand that. It's like, fuck you. What's up, big man?
What's up, big guy? No, so I don't walk up to tiny people and go, "What's up, short stuff?"
I mean, at this, from now on, I'm addressing people by their actual license height.
Well, you can say whatever you want to on your license.
Hello, 5'7". How are you?
What's up, 5 3/4?
Yeah. I'm,
that's up, real
up,
short.
What's up, legal midget? Yeah, like I said.
That. We went 2 episodes without you saying midget. And then.
What's a single dwarf? A dwarf?
a dwarf. Well, this is all, you know, this all can be solved by watching Lord of the Rings. It'll teach you everything you need to know.
I've tried. I can't.
Oh, it's magical. I just literally.
I don't know how I'm friends with people. Like, everybody that just loves Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. But also, I love Game of Thrones, so I don't really.
Right. That was a surprise to me when I realized you were into that show. But
I think it was just because it was accessible. Because I had HBO.
And the titties.
And there's no tits in any of those other things?
Not Lord of the Rings. You got to really go deep into the fan art to find, you know, a really stacked Gandalf.
I don't really want to watch Lord of the Rings porn.
Showing a shit ton of wizard cleave.
Wizard cleave. Just,
you know, elves. Elves, people make a lot of porn about elves.
Yeah, when you say wizard cleave, all I can think of is Rita from Power Rangers. Like, she had a little bit showing, I believe.
Yeah, well, she was like Super Saiyan Madonna. She fucking just like, boom.
She was just so mad all the goddamn time.
Yeah, just screaming. Well, she was like locked in something for 10,000 years. And they let her out and she was like, fuck off.
Okay, this doesn't have anything to do with that, but so Rita was just mad all the time, right?
Yeah.
I read an article earlier, and it was in Japan. It was where the nurses that are on their period have to wear a fucking thing connected to their badge that says, I'm on my period.
Wow. That doesn't seem okay.
That is not, I mean, it's not okay, but.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I should have had that queued up.
So you could, what, can you refuse service? Like,
no, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if they're just mean, you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, right, okay. Right, fair enough. Yeah. I accept that.
Yeah, it's pretty rude, regardless.
Yeah.
But that's all the important news that I have.
Those poor nurses, like, they got to put on a scarlet letter, literally.
Yeah, no, it looks like, so you have your name tag, and it'll take me forever to fucking find it, but you have a name tag, and it's kind of like the door thing that you at a hotel that you just clip onto your name tag.
Do not disturb.
Yeah.
I'm menstruating.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is. That's rough.
I mean, maybe it would work out positively, like, maybe people would be nicer, but I also feel like it's an open door to just be like, oh, that's why you're upset. Mm-hmm. Which isn't, you know, always the case. That's, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's so important that it made it on the podcast. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Elliot?
I've got some am I the asshole questions. Some people concerned about going through life. They're a little concerned about
the way they are.
Yeah, what they're doing.
I get it.
So we'll start with a baby name one, which is pretty common. Looking through these, there's a lot of arguments about baby names. But
it's pretty common? What do you mean it's pretty common?
I mean, on Reddit, you see a lot of people
okay.
arguing with their significant others about baby names.
Well,
so my last name is Doe. It hasn't affected my life much. Apart from occasionally being called Dodo while growing up, or friends spelling it Doe as a joke.
Oh.
And I'm generally pretty neutral about it. My wife is 6 months pregnant and wants to name our future son after her grandfather who died of cancer in September. His name was John. I liked her grandfather. I know he and my wife were very close, but I won't even consider it. Not even for our son's middle name. I feel that's just setting him up for a world of problems, especially when he grows up and has to apply for jobs. Nobody's going to believe John Doe is his real name. My wife thinks I'm being an asshole for vetoing a name with a strong family connection and says I'm exaggerating the issues he would face. Am I the asshole?
It's not like she's fucking naming him Cancer Doe, you know?
Well, yeah, but you got, I mean, that would cause a lot of fuck-ups, being named John Doe.
I don't think it would. I think we're past that.
No, that's still what they call unidentified people.
Yeah, but Jonathan Doe. Like,
I don't know.
Johnny.
Could name him Pillsbury.
Johnny Doe sounds like a cool name. Yeah. It's like a Family Dollar version of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Right.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Well, I think, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of names that you can go with.
It's not as bad as, like, I don't know, like, I want to name my son after his great-great-great-great-grandfather, Adolf. Like, we're not doing that. We're not going to go there.
Well, I mean, yeah, now granted, John Doe doesn't have quite the same infamy attached to it.
Right. I don't know if everyone knows that.
Knows about John Doe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, maybe that's a good point. I feel like a lot of people would.
It's not Jane Doe, so. Yeah.
Perfect record.
Yeah, he a dick.
All right. So this one hits close to my heart because it's about punctuality. Am I the asshole for only waiting 10 minutes for a first date?
So, is this a passive-aggressive thing?
So I'm a very punctual person. And timeliness is extremely important to me. Whenever I meet up with someone, I always plan ahead and take into account things like traffic, potential bus delays, etc. So I make sure I show up early. And this is a trait I actively look for in a partner as well. Yesterday, I was supposed to meet a girl at a coffee shop. She gave no indication that she was going to be late when we confirmed our plans earlier that evening. After 10 minutes past the scheduled time, she still hadn't contacted me. I texted her to let her know that I was heading home. She immediately wrote back and said she was on her way and would be there in another 10 minutes. I said, I was sorry, but it seemed that we weren't compatible and wished her the best of luck. My friends think I'm being way too picky and that everyone shows up a little late to dates. I think that if the other person isn't willing to make the effort to show up on time for a first date, when ideally you want to make the best possible first impression, it demonstrates a lack of respect and they're not worth my time. Am I the asshole?
This is just one of those cases, one of those classic cases of he doesn't smoke weed and she does. Like, you got to take under consideration that, I don't know, 80% of the fucking population smokes weed.
Right.
And 10 minutes to you is a good 30 minutes to somebody else.
Well, yeah, I mean, so the thing is would that annoy me? Maybe a little bit, you know, but would I be like, no, I can't wait another 10 minutes? I feel like you're never going to find anybody that way if they're not right on time.
He fired her.
Yeah, that guy is probably a manager at a Staples.
At a Staples.
Yeah. That's
God. Can you imagine an Office Max
job? Like, he literally told his date, if you're not 15 minutes early, you're 15 minutes late.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving. I just, yeah, I mean, you know, you just can't, if you're an on-time person, which I am generally, you spend some of your time waiting on people. But it's not like it's 1983 where you have to read a newspaper or something.
Right. Just
get on your phone.
So do you believe the 10 minutes before is being on time thing?
Yeah. Well, for certain situations like work, yeah, I'm always 10 or 15 minutes early walking in the door.
Yeah, I used to be like that. And now I pull up right when I'm supposed to.
With dates, like, if you don't want to seem too eager, I get that. I think that's where a lot of this comes from, is you don't want to get a text from the person like, I'm here. And it's 15 minutes early, and you're like, oh, me too. I'm here already too, you know?
Right.
Because that's like, oh, you've already been there. But yeah, there's sometimes you just got to let it go and wait an extra 10 minutes. And, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Good luck, pal.
All right. So the last one I found, am I the asshole for having my cats massage my mom?
Get the fuck out of here.
My mom works a physical labor intensive job.
Okay.
Hold
on. What? I'm just drawing this one. Usually I'll just listen, but this one's going to play out in my head.
Okay. So mom works a physical labor job and she has back soreness. She'll ask me to massage her back. I've always said yes, because I love my mom and she works so hard. It's the least I could do. Lately, it's been taking a long time because she needs a lot of care. I want to get her to a professional or a chiropractor one day as a treat, but I'm saving up. It's a little tiring, but I know she goes through more tiring things than me, but my arms still hurt. There is also this blanket my two cats go crazy over. They knead on it like crazy.
And piss on it, probably.
I thought it'd be a funny test to see if they'd knead my mom's back. I told my mom when she asked for a massage that I wanted to try something. I put the blanket over her back and brought my cats over. They immediately went ape shit and needed the shit out of my mom's back. She said it was one of the best massages she's ever gotten. My older brother was like, what the fuck is going on? And I explained to him. He goes, really? You're too lazy to massage your mom's back, so you do this weird stuff? I agreed with the weirdness, but I don't think it's bad to do this, considering the cats love it, and my mom said it's better than my massages. So,
okay, two things. One, I kind of prayed for the last thing to say. I'm also seven. Yeah, this is a 7-year-old doing this shit.
Right.
Two, it would be so much fucking cooler if the mom didn't know that there was cats.
She's like, wow, this is like, really,
why do you
amazing.
Want me to put this blanket on me all the time? It's like, don't worry about it, mom. Just keep your head down.
What was that?
Yeah, it's kittens, but these are my small 7-year-old hands.
You know, there's, I don't know how old that person is. I imagine they're younger just based on.
It's either younger or in his 40s.
So I got my two elderly cats. And I.
Actually.
The people, yeah, people get weird with cats. They, you know, use them for all sorts of stuff.
Gross.
Cats. But I can't imagine a cat applying enough pressure to make a difference massaging someone's back. Like, that's it. First of all, I feel like the mom was just being nice.
Yeah, because he's seven.
I read it as a, when I read it, I pictured a female, probably a, you know, a younger female, but just because otherwise it weirds me out a little bit. Just.
I'm sure the mom is a female, yes.
No. I just mean, like, if, like you said, if it's a 30-year-old guy who's like, my mom just works so hard. Right. And I just keep massaging her, but she's so, but I'm getting tired.
No, you're busy. And I'm seven. Well, great. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Ellie. Yeah, those are some stories.
Those are good stories. Those are great stories. The last time we did a show,
mm-hmm.
which was, I don't know, you say 4 days ago, so that's fucking 62 hours ago.
Yeah. Mm. Nope.
I would say, what?
Never mind. We can move past that.
I would say I really enjoyed the fun facts.
Yeah, they were fun. They were factual.
I've never really thought about it. I've came up with a segment.
Oh.
That we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And we should continue doing.
Yeah.
And it should be called, That Sounds Like Bullshit.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like it. So I went on, wiggled my way around the internet.
Ooh, all the way.
And I found some goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just some fun facts that really fucked me up. Most of them really fucked me up. No, they didn't, to be honest. This one did. Let's start here. The oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s.
Mm-hmm.
They were found in a... an old Dudley Castle. Don't know what that is. And were made of animal and fish intestines.
Yeah, they used to...
Don't act like you know about 1640 condoms.
No, they used to use like sheep's intestines and things like that. People have been trying to figure out how to fuck and not have kids since people have been fucking.
Blowjobs.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Also 69ing.
Also 69ing. Yeah, that's just a blowjob with extra steps.
Yeah, it's like playing the banjo and riding a bike.
It's like tap dancing and smoking a cigar at the same time.
All right, next one. Female kangaroos have three vaginas.
Really?
I guess.
Are they all functional?
You know what? That's the first thing I thought, too. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas.
Oh, so technically that guy ate half human off the wall.
Yeah. Technically.
I think that's how it works.
I believe so. More people are killed each year by vending machines than by sharks.
Oh, yeah.
I could see that, to be honest.
That's true. I've tussled with a couple in my day.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm not afraid of sharks, but I am afraid of vending machines.
I thought there was going to be one of those. What's the Franco movie about... Was it Franco in the movie where he gets his arm stuck under the rock? Oh, yeah,
127 hours.
Yeah, that I had a couple. There's been a couple days where I almost pulled out my knife.
And just went, just sawed it off.
Yeah, it at a real sketchy hotel.
Just 127 bags of chips.
Fortune cookies were invented in America and are seen in China as an American symbol.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't think that was like a traditional thing.
Well, I did.
Sorry.
They have fucking lucky numbers and shit on them. I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm not trying to big time you. I'm just saying.
Are
you? They have like learned Mandarin on the back of them. I don't, you know. They have phrases you can learn.
Hippo milk is pink.
Now, I did know that, and I'll tell you for why. No, I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting. Is it because there's blood in it?
No, it's because there's strawberries in it.
Oh, I don't feel like it would taste like strawberries.
This doesn't taste like strawberries, Mom.
This tastes like pus. This isn't good.
Shaq only ever hit 1 3-point shot.
Now, Shaq's numbers when it comes to free throws and three-pointers are really hilarious. He wasn't about that.
Well, you know, Shaq didn't have to.
No, I mean, he had other things going for him. You know?
Kazam.
Yeah.
I used to have Shaq shoes when I was a kid.
Really? Just way too big for you?
Yeah, they were size 24.
They were 24s. I actually slept in them like a bunk bed.
Photographs taken of the Eiffel Tower at night are subject to copyright law.
Just taking a picture of it. Mm-hmm. The view itself is copyrighted.
I guess at night. That's a pretty wild thing.
But during the day, they don't care.
Yeah, I guess. Nobody fucking... I don't want to go there during the day.
Well, you wouldn't want to see the Eiffel Tower during the day?
Do you like going to Waffle House in the daytime?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
You're right. You actually do.
I go for breakfast by myself. It's very enjoyable.
Most toilets flush in E-flat.
Oh, well, there's nothing flat about what they're flushing when I'm in there.
This is a... mound.
It's
a pitcher's mound.
This is a concert in the round. This is an auditorium.
Oh my god. Every poop out. Never mind. I'm not even going there. I have one more, and this one, this one will hit for you.
It's gonna pop.
How many hours you got logged in on World of Warcraft?
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing, but.
Is it?
It's over a year's played. Well, I played that game for over a year.
Well, it's not that embarrassing because 11 million people have an account.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, time played by all 11 million people. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's 5.9 million years of gameplay.
That's all wasted time, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed playing it when I did. But I played it like a full-time job. It was not healthy because I didn't have a job. So I just played that.
Well, you got to pick and choose.
Yeah, well, it satisfies all the parts of your brain that a job does. Like, you feel like you're accomplishing things.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're sitting there.
It's like doing a podcast.
Right, exactly. It's like, no, of course I'm creative. I have a podcast. Of course I'm, what do you mean?
No, I do stuff.
No, I'm not like those idiots in bands.
Yeah, right?
You know, do a podcast.
Do a potty.
Yeah.
That's so much, though. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I contributed 370 days, roughly, to that.
Fucking fuck.
So, doing other stuff now, you know, I got a podcast.
Oh, God. That's all I got for those, man.
I saved a few stories, but the one that I want to talk about more than anything is about Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
So, the famed physicist. So, acclaimed physicist Hawking was a regular at a California strip joint. Stephen Hawking certainly has discovered some new heavenly bodies at a California jiggle joint. The apparently sex-crazed 70-year-old genius astrophysicist, who is confined to a wheelchair by Lou Gehrig's disease and uses a computer to speak, has been spotted several times getting lap dances at a California sex club.
God, he makes them wear fucking... He brings headphones with him as they put it in the aux so I can talk to you.
Hear my thoughts.
This is good.
Hawking, whose work on black holes earned him international acclaim... That's not even like a joke or anything in the article, but if you just take it out of context.
Fuck off. Oh my God.
Just put in work on those holes.
Steven likes black holes.
He said he arrives at the club with an entourage of nurses and assistants and has naked women, has, quote, naked women grind on him. I've seen Stephen Hawking at the club more than a handful of times, the source told The source told us, last time I saw him, he was in the back play area laying on a bed fully clothed with two naked women gyrating all over him.
You think he was, you think he was cocking a fill?
He can't. He physically can't. Scotty, that's the whole... He just has to lay back and accept what's given to him.
Oh, he doesn't... no.
Well, he did. Yeah, but this is years ago. But why wouldn't he be like, throw it in a circle, you know? Just
what music do you think he likes?
I don't know. Probably something electronic. He's really into the Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, man.
He loves Daft Punk.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I wonder if he went before Superman.
Christopher Reeve? Are you talking? Well, You saying him and Christopher Reeve were going?
I thought they were the same guy, to be honest.
No, Christopher Reeve fell off a horse and paralyzed himself from the neck down.
What a shit way to end a Superman career.
Yeah, well, you know what can you say about Christopher Reeve that hasn't already been said? He fucked up on a horse. Who hasn't done that? You think you're gonna get me on a horse? No, sir.
Yeah, right.
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. What hasn't been said about Christopher Reeves?
Yeah, well,
he probably won't get back on that goddamn horse again.
Well, no, he physically couldn't.
Okay, are we just stating the obvious now? I'm gonna change it to the State the Obvious podcast. What other ones you got?
Well, okay, I can do one more.
You get the facts.
I got, well, these are all sort of just interesting. Some women who meet their boyfriend or husband while on birth control find that they're no longer sexually attracted to him once they quit birth control in order to start a family.
Hmm. Next.
All right. A Taiwanese man swallowed an AirPod while asleep. When he awoke, he hit Apple's tracking and heard beeps from inside his body.
Well, no shit.
The hospital confirmed the earbud was in his stomach and then passed from his body naturally. He shit it out.
That's what that means.
After a wash and a dry, his AirPod worked as usual, battery at 41%.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you take it out of your ear, it stops working. So he wouldn't have lost battery life, which is good.
Right. I think that's why they did that.
If it kept playing, that would be cool.
I didn't know that. It stops when you pull it out of your ear?
Yeah, if you have two in and you take one out, it stops.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know that because I have a $200 Android phone.
Well... Some of us are less fortunate. And that brings us to our sponsor.
Oh.
The Salvation Army is doing a drive. I'm kidding.
No.
You just have a stupid phone.
We're raising money to get Elliot a real phone.
What is a real phone? We're getting an Escobar fucking fold.
A cocaine billfold.
A cocaine billfold. Yeah, that's what we're getting. If you enjoyed the episode today,
for some reason,
please go, subscribe, like, rate, review. You can go to our Anchor page and donate.
Donate.
Monthly donations are, not even monthly.
Yeah. I tell you what, based on
the ball rolling.
Whatever donations we get for the next month,
yeah,
I'll match to NPR.
Oh, my God.
I'll match the donation to NPR. So we'll knock out two birds with one stone.
Okay.
Supporting us is basically like supporting NPR. So if you like NPR...
So it cancels out. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically all the good that NPR does, we're just canceling it out.
We're canceling it out. Anyway, go follow us on Instagram at Bad Seat Podcast. Thank you for listening. We are done. We are done, Elliot.
Yep. That's over.
That's it. We are fucking done with that.
Peace.